My name is Ian Wester from the Museum of the American Military Family, and this is Together We Served. I am here today with Jill Bond, documentarian and creator of We Served Too, a documentary about the World War II women Air Force pilots, the WASPs. And she's here to answer a few questions for us. Thank you for being here, Jill.
It is my pleasure, Ian.
So, first off, We Served Too, Together We Served. Both of these are kind of fields of interest from a different approach, and in both ways, we representing the families and you, in a way, representing the WASPs, see service from a different angle than I think many people think of service, especially military service. So, personally, what does service mean to you?
Sir, you know what? That wasn't the question I thought you were going to ask me. I thought you meant how the... Okay, what does service mean to me? But not in the traditional way? I don't know if I have an answer for that.
Why did you name your documentary We Served Too?
Okay, I named the documentary We Served Too because this was an unknown group of people, mm-hmm. women, who during World War II, when everyone wanted to serve their country, which mm-hmm. was a very unique time, it was the first time we've ever been attacked on our own soil, mm-hmm. And everybody in the country, everybody wanted to serve. It mm-hmm. wasn't even a question. So when women had the opportunity to serve, whether that was the Rosie the Riveter mm-hmm. in the actual war factories to come in and be able to help the country in that way, or from these women pilots who mm-hmm. took a chance. Remember, back in those days, there was not an opportunity for women to do many things other mm-hmm. than really be a homemaker. If they went to college, they learned home ec. That was their choice. Not their choice, that was what was demanded of them. So this was an opportunity for women to serve in a unique way that they've never done before. Mm-hmm. So they took a risk. They didn't know what they were getting themselves into. They left their family. They left, went to Sweetwater, Texas, and took a risk, as every other service member does. But this was kind of an uncharted territory.
Well, certainly. But so... service, like we use the word service a lot, but do you feel that maybe, like, what is serving your country, perhaps in your own words?
I mean, serving your country starts with serving your family, I think. Mm-hmm. I feel very adamant about that. It starts with serving my family in a way that I teach them proper values. Mm-hmm. I teach them proper morals. Mm-hmm. I teach them tolerance of all people, mm-hmm. that they can then go out there and bring that message out. So serving my country, serving my family, to me that's all one and the same. I'm not an active service person, mm-hmm. but I support active service people, I support families, I support charities, I support my family.
Well, it's good that you bring up family, because based on your experiences with the WASPs, how do you think family played into their story?
I think it was huge because, again, women did not have an opportunity back in the 1940s to do a lot of things. And so the families had to say, I'm going to allow my 18-year-old, 20, 21-year-old daughter to go embark on this incredible journey mm-hmm. without knowing what was going on. And they didn't have the opportunity to contact their families. So their families were really in the dark. So without their family support, the WASP wouldn't have been able to even exist. So it started with their parents.
So after the war, the WASPs were sort of done away with, a little discredited.
We call them disbanded. They were disbanded.
Mm-hmm. Like, and the Congress wasn't wanting to acknowledge what they did. People didn't believe them when they told their stories. Did their husbands know what they did in general? Did they tell their intimate family?
No, it's very interesting that you asked that question, because one of the gals in the movie itself, Susan, she talks about her mom was a doctor, mm-hmm. and she left her practice to become a WASP. So she was one of the few that actually really did some interesting things prior. Mm-hmm. But she didn't find out about her mom's service until she was maybe about 25 years old. Her mom, she found it in a footlocker. And so her mom had never talked about it. These women were so shunned mm-hmm. that most of them, as it says in the movie, just didn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. So many of the daughters never even knew that their aunts or mothers or even grandmothers were a WASP.
Wow. So, because the military family is expected, somewhat with, there might be some forced even in that expectation to support their armed service man or woman. But in this case, the family didn't even know they served. They didn't even know in a way that they were military families.
And that's very true. And once they found out, boy, did they create a community around themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they call them CALS, which sounds awful, Children of WASP. And I know, it sounds awful, but that's their nickname. That's the acronym. And they have created this incredible organization of other children and friends, or FOWLs they call them, Friends of WASP. And basically, it's this amazing organization that has protected the women because they've been somewhat exploited at times, created a mailing list so that they can get together, and really created a support group so that more people can know about the WASP and other families can talk to each other. So they have reunions now. They've been doing it since the 1970s, having reunions where the ones that can actually get there, they all come, they have a great party, and they're partiers. They like to attend different air shows as a group. So in the respect that they weren't military families in the very beginning when they found out, they really rallied together.
Oh, all right. I think that just about wraps up. I think for a concluding question, what do you feel is the most... This story has taken a long time to really be told, and you're the first person to kind of make this in-depth documentary about it. So what do you think in the modern world is perhaps the most important lesson to take away from the WASPs themselves?
That our history defines our present and our future. That without people forging forward... And setting, taking risks and proving that we can do things, that we don't know where we are. My daughter, if she doesn't know what happened in the past, how can she appreciate where she's at? So I think the WASP story is basically showing that these women were important to where we are today, that we have women pilots because of the WASP. If this project failed back then, and the women weren't able to fly and weren't able to do their duty, I think that we would be a long way from now still having women pilots. So I think that their success, because they were successful, even though they were disbanded, they were successful. Without their success, I think it would have taken longer till the 1970s to have women in the cockpit. So they forged a path.
Well, thank you very much. This has been Jill Bond, and this has been Together We Served. I'm Ian Wessner. She is the documentarian and creator of We Served 2, and where is that available? Where can people find this video if they want to watch it?
It's been playing on PBS nationally throughout the last year, so you can check your PBS stations. You can also go to our website, which is www.weserve2themovie.com, and you can order a DVD there.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.